Thank you so much, Radio Candide of Nepal, for reaching out to me all the way from Kathmandu and inviting me to talk about the, you know, regional crisis we are witnessing pertaining to military interference in Myanmar and the plight of Rohingya refugees. I'm happy to speak to Radio Candide. Meanwhile, I had very good conversation with Radio Candide on different perspective. So before I go into detail, let me introduce myself in a nutshell. I'm Dr. Muhammad Tariqul Islam. I'm an associate professor of the Department of Government and Politics at Jahangirnagar University, Bangladesh. I have been a visiting scholar at the University of Oxford and at the University of Cambridge, United Kingdom. Before joining the university, I was serving the United Nations Development Program for a period of 7 years. The School of Oriental and African Studies, SOAS, University of London, has recently appointed me as a visiting scholar. Basically, I'll talk about the reason why international community should work persistently towards Rohingya repatriation despite military coup in Myanmar. You know, the military coup in Myanmar on 1st February 2021 has brought fears up in neighboring Bangladesh that the military government of Myanmar may not respect responsibility to repatriate Rohingya Muslim refugees from Bangladesh. Myanmar military, you know, administered the nation for a very long time until 2011, again took power and captured democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other members of our National League for Democratic Party. Fears of military overthrow have been troubling in the Southeast Asian countries since the military coup, the result of the November 2020 general election, where a National League for Democracy won a huge margin of landslide victory, securing 396 seats out of 476 seats, letting the National League for Democracy party to form the government for additional 5 years. On the other way around, the military supported Union Solidarity and Development Party on only 33 seats. You know, following the military coup, the United States of America, United Kingdom, and European Union have utterly criticized the military coup in Myanmar. Even in a press statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Bangladesh said that Bangladesh needed harmony and strength in Myanmar, and that the cycle of bringing home of the Rohingyas would proceed. The military coup in Myanmar on February 2021 has raised fears in neighboring Bangladesh that the new regime may not honor commitment to repatriate Rohingya Muslim refugees. But Bangladesh firmly adheres to and promote democratic ethos. Bangladesh believe democratic process and constitutional arrangement will be upheld in Myanmar soon. Let's go into the immediate reaction of US, particularly US President Joe Biden, sharply criticized the military takeover and detention of civilian officials, citing the coup as the direct assault on the country's long transition towards democracy and the rule of law. He's shown his keen interest to work with US strategic and development partners throughout the region and the entire world to help Myanmar for the restoration of democracy. Even we have seen UN Secretary General strongly condemn the detention of Myanmar civilian leader on the eve of the opening session of the country's new parliament. So, following the military coup, you know, in Myanmar, China said it hopes all sides in Myanmar can manage their differences with the constitutional and legal framework and uphold stability. Meanwhile, China, looked at the military interference is nothing but kind of reshuffle in the cabinet. So this sort of, you know, support in favor of military coup was, you know, widely, you know, publicized the moment China, you know, threatened the Security Council member not to take any statement in condemnation against Myanmar issue. You know that in an emergency meeting at the UN Security Council, because of China threat, it didn't bring out a statement in condemnation against a military coup in Myanmar. Bangladesh, I would rather say, making every effort in a professional fashion to harness regional and global power to end an amicable solution of the emerging crisis, despite the position of China on the side of Myanmar on Rohingya issue. We have noticed China is having huge strategic and economic interest in Myanmar. Even Russia seems like compassionate to Myanmar on this issue. Bangladesh government has been experienced over the month while unveiling their diplomatic efforts in persuading Myanmar to repatriate the refugees. Even Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina deliberately, you know, sorting affirmative role of China, Russia, India, and Japan in resolving the Rohingya crisis. To me, South Asian countries must show solidarity with Bangladesh and to support Myanmar to start creating conditions for voluntary, safe, and dignified return of Rohingya refugees. What it really implies is that Bangladesh presently feel that the genuine answer for the Rohingya emergency is manageable, bringing home with, you know, all-out cooperation for international community, particularly UN should be more active, you know, giving confidence to the, you know, big power, making sure that everyone will speak on behalf of repatriation. Experts believe that the military coup will be an early test of President Joe Biden and Secretary of State's ability to tackle a foreign policy crisis, while the U.S. is struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic, a brutal economic downturn, and other worse. As Bangladesh and India have continued to be consolidated their political, economic, trade, and cultural relations, as well as have built a comprehensive institutional framework to promote bilateral cooperation over the decade, India must come forward to join hands with Bangladesh government for swift repatriation of Rohingya refugees. We also expect China, beside Bangladesh, to solve this prolonged crisis. To me, the UN at the same time must enforce the recommendation of Annan Commission by applying diplomatic pressure on Myanmar. The UN Security Council must initiate a visit to the Rohingya refugee camp to force the government of Myanmar for setting up safe zones for people of all background in conflict-torn parts of Myanmar, as proposed by the Prime Minister of Bangladesh. And definitely, I'd rather suggest Bangladesh government, of course, work persistently with Myanmar, even in the midst of militarism, for the voluntary, safe, and sustained repatriation of the Rohingya sheltered in Bangladesh. Last but not least, I should draw the attention of international community and big power, particularly permanent member of the UN Security Council, saying that international community led by United Nations must stand in solidarity with the government of Bangladesh at this point of time, and for all states with influence to take step in repatriation of Rohingya refugees to Myanmar, alongside pressurizing the military government for the restoration of democracy in Myanmar. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you, Radio Candid Nepal, for reaching out to me.